Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 17th, 2022. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Tom Merritt. Google announced its annual developer conference, Google I.O., will take place May 11th and 12th as a virtual event, viewable through YouTube, as well as I.O. Adventure in VR. The May 11th keynote from Sundar Pichai will be streamed from the Shoreline Amphitheater. Amazon closed its acquisition of movie studio MGM Thursday. MGM holds the rights to nearly 4,000 films and 17,000 TV episodes. There's no word on how MGM, if it will be integrated into Amazon Studios, will be integrated into Amazon Studios. MGM franchises include James Bond, Rocky, and the Pink Panther movies, among many others. Samsung announced new models in its Galaxy A series phones. The A53 5G adds 5G, of course, as well as better display visibility and some photo editing features. It starts at $50 lower than the previous version did, beating inflation. The Samsung Galaxy A53 comes to the U.S. April 1st for $450. Samsung also announced the Galaxy A33. It will end up being sold at a price somewhere between the A53 and the $250 A13. Netflix is conducting a test of two new features meant to combat password sharing with people who don't live in the same household as you. One feature will let people take their profiles, including recommendations and viewing histories, to a new account. A second feature will let account holders add up to two out-of-household members to an account for an extra fee of around $3 a month. Those extra members would have their own logins and passwords. The features are launching first in Chile, Costa Rica, and Peru. Counterpoint Research estimates that 5G phones outsold 4G phones in January for the first time. The margin was much bigger in some markets. 5G had 84% of all 4G and 5G phones in China. In Western Europe, that percentage was 76%, and in North America, it was 73%. Cheaper 5G smartphones are driving the increases, with Xiaomi, Oppo, and Vivo all offering 5G phones at or around the $200 price point. Apple had the best-selling 5G phone with 37% of sales. Samsung accounted for 12%. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky signed a law Wednesday clarifying the status of cryptocurrency assets in the country. Crypto exchanges now have specific legal authority to operate. They'll be regulated by the National Commission on Securities. The bill passed Parliament February 17th after the president had rejected a previous version back in September. The Ministry of Finance is working on amendments to the country's tax and civil codes to fully launch the market for virtual assets. Reuters sources say Alibaba and Tencent are preparing for layoffs in the tens of thousands as the companies adjust to new regulatory rulings in China. Alibaba has already started letting some employees go. The crackdown, along with a slowing economy, has slowed both companies' growth. Tencent has around 94,000 employees and Alibaba around 39,000. If you've ever been confused about whether Chrome OS should have a space between Chrome and OS, be confused no more. A recent code change from Google has clarified the matter, changing about 1,000 instances of the name to not have a space. This branding change is meant to unify the name. The open source Chromium OS will also eliminate the space. Android Auto has added a check to see if your USB cable and port are working properly. So if you can't connect, you can figure out if that's the problem. USB startup diagnostics can tell you if the problem is in the USB system and whether the problem is the cable or not. This can help identify damaged or incompatible cables. Finally, Wednesday, an NBA matchup between the Dallas Mavericks and Brooklyn Nets was broadcast on ESPN using 3D volumetric videos, the first time that has been done for a full game broadcast. It had only been done for highlights before. Canon will use its free viewpoint video system, or FVV system, with over 100 data capture cameras positioned around the basketball court to create that live sports broadcast, merged with multidimensional footage to create 6 virtual cameras. It ended up looking something like a video game. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.